You're now listening to DS106 Radio. You're now listening to DS106 Radio.
Well, actually, you're not listening to DS106 Radio. You're listening to the DS106 Zone Lowdown for today, May 28th, Tuesday, and the time in Saudi Arabia, a few minutes before 10 o'clock in the p.m. And I decided that I would jump back into the audio assignment bank, because there is so much good stuff there. What we just heard is a submission from last September 2012 by P. Patel. The assignment is called Create a DS106 Radio Bumper. And what you just heard is an example of a bumper. It's a little bit of music or sound effect and voiceover in which the station is identified, or some program of the station is identified. You can listen to any commercial radio in the United States and you'll hear bumper after bumper throughout the day. It's a fun thing to create, and that's why I thought I would look at it and share it with you. One thing I did notice when returning to the audio assignment bank is that I was totally wrong yesterday. I went to page 6, and there was a completely different listing of assignments. So I suppose that the pages are randomly generated, so things will get shuffled around, and I guess my theory was wrong. But as you've noticed, when you get to any of the particular assignment descriptions, there's a drop-down menu, or maybe you haven't noticed it. It's near the top right of the screen when you're looking at an assignment, and it will take you to any of the other assignments in that category. When you click on it, it gives you a listing of all of the assignment names in the same category. So that's how you can find the Create a DS106 bumper. Let me stop talking and we'll play another one. This is from Ether Bunny, which, when was this one put out? The name of this bumper is called Please Enjoy Your Music, and it was also from September of 2012, so I guess Ether Bunny and P. Patel were in the same class. Let's give it a listen.
Attention, you are currently listening to DS106 Radio. Please be advised that all radio hosts are housed in a secure off-site facility and are restricted from outside communication for the duration of their programs. Any radio host attempting to converse, solicit advice, or request a rescue should be immediately disregarded. Thank you, and please enjoy your listening experience.
I will certainly link to both of these on the Scott Lowe Radio blog, and you should go check out the website for all four of these bumpers that we're going to play in this installment. These two first blog posts are very well written, and they explain, in one case, the difficulty with working with Audacity and how P. Patel was able to overcome it, and she wound up really enjoying the process of finding the music file on SoundCloud. And Ether Bunny gives a fairly more detailed description of the process and would be worth your checking out. I really want to talk about DS106 Radio, but I'm really trying hard to stay underneath the 7-minute barrier this time. So let's save discussion of DS106 Radio for a future recording. But you ought to be trying to check it out. The URL is DS106RAD.io/listen. And I'll put a link up to that on the web blog as well. Up next, we're going to hear a couple more. This one is from an open online participant, a guy named John Johnston from Scotland. And this is an interesting one. Check it out.
Understand it? No. Love it? Yes. Yes, 106. Sinon tu risques de passer à la mise en bouteille. Sinon quelqu'un me ramène à te manger la feuille. Parce que c'est rabadabrabadab in a big freak fashion.
So I would hope that through listening to these and through your further explorations on the DS106 website in the audio assignments, you're able to overcome perhaps your misgivings in doing audio assignments. Heck, most of us have never done this before, but it can be done. The ones that we've heard were people who probably had very similar feelings, but you've got to do it. So the bumper assignment is a good one, as well as the sound effects story from yesterday, a good way just to get yourself immersed in thinking about doing something with sound, and in this case, writing a little bit of a script, recording your voice and mixing it with music and sound effects. Well, one more to go, and this one is from Jim Groom himself. When the course ran 2 years ago, the theme was not Twilight Zone. It was something different. Jim Groom appeared as a character, Dr. Oblivion. I've already noticed a couple of students doing Dr. Oblivion assignments, and I don't know if they realize the backstory there. But you're welcome to check out Jim's blog from a couple of years ago and see some of the mayhem, which was the summer of Oblivion. And here is the radio bumper that Jim Groom produced in the midst of all that wackiness.
Hello? Who's that? Oh, hi. Doing on this mess.
106 is no mess. Beware DS107.
Bottom line, you just got to let yourself go. It's hard to explain what's going on with this whole course. You're just being asked to do a whole lot of stuff, more work than a person should have to do for a 100-level course. But believe it or not, these skills that you're acquiring and developing and doing these bizarre tasks actually will come in useful someday, because I'm pretty sure the internet's not going away unless you choose to run into the wilderness to try to get away from it. And there will be jobs for people who can manipulate bits of media with facility and with creativity. So stick with it. And I guess, to quote Bootsy Collins, when in doubt, chill. Just chill. Well, speaking of chilling, I'm going to wrap this up. We're already past 7 minutes, but it won't be much longer, dear kind students and listeners, wherever you may be. I'm going to throw this one out there. You've heard both me and Jim mention that students are supposed to submit an assignment. And perhaps that's an unfortunate word, because aren't you submitting an assignment when you do one and put it on your blog? Well, technically, yes, but let's not get all semantical and stuff. What Jim means by submit is that you actually design an assignment, and you put it on the special form that's on the DS-106 site for assignment submissions, and then that will become an actual assignment that other people can do. Okay? So what I'm really given right now here is a Gardner Campbell type of bag of gold, in a sense. Whoever acts first and quickest can submit an assignment that would be create a bumper for the DS-106 zone lowdown. All right? And then you could even create the first version of that assignment, and then you can email it to me, or if it's on the site, I would find it, and then it would get played on this very thing that we call something kind of like approximating nearly almost a show. But let's get back to that bag of gold idea. I'm serious on this. You can make that an assignment and do the assignment, so you'd be getting double credit. You get credit for the submission, then you get credit for the being the first one to do it, so you get a couple of stars there. And then imagine the excitement of hearing your very own bumper heard on one of these podcasts that goes out to an audience of probably 3 dozen people worldwide. And you can play it for your friends and family. Keep it on an iPod. And 50 or 60 years from now, when you're a grandparent, you can play it for your grandchildren. How awesome would that be? And it all starts with you. So get out there and do something. Get out there and do something, darn it. All right, so this is it for now. So, I guess I should say that the DS-106 Zone Lowdown, recording number 8, is now finished. I'll talk to you tomorrow.